Good morning, boys and girls. My, where's it by you too? We're so happy to have you here this morning. Isn't it a beautiful day? The sky is nice and blue, and there's white clouds, and it's very nice. I'm going to tell you a story this morning about two little girls. One was 12 and one was 11. Are any of you 11 or 12? Not quite yet. Well, anyway, the oldest girl's name was Linda, and the younger one's name was Sally. And they used to live in a cabin, a log cabin in the woods, and they loved it. They loved to play in the woods. They loved to watch for animals. But then Daddy got a job in town, and they had to move into town. It was only 3 miles away, but they had to move. Well, one day they were playing, and they said, "Let's walk back to our cabin in the woods and see what it's like. We miss it so much, and it's only 3 miles away." So off they went, and they walked, and they skipped. Have any of you ever skipped? Kind of fun, isn't it? Yeah. I sometimes skip with my youngest grandkids. It's fun. But anyway, they were skipping through the woods, and they got to the house, and it was so much fun. They played, and they played, and they played, and then they thought, "We'd probably better go home." So they started to walk back, and they said, "You know, we have to go through the woods when we go home, so we'd better go a little bit faster." So they started walking a little bit faster, and pretty soon Linda, the oldest one, said, "Did you hear that?" And Sally said, "Hear what?" And Linda said, "Look at that bush." They both looked at the bush, and they saw the leaves moving. And Sally said, "Linda, I am scared." And Linda said, "So am I. There are sometimes bear in these woods. Oh, my." And so they stood really quiet, and pretty soon the bushes moved a little more, and there was a black head that had a long black nose. What do you think it was? A bear. What were they going to do? Sally said, "What do we do, Linda? What do we do?" What do you think Linda said? "Let's pray. We can't run. It might chase us, but let's pray." So they prayed very hard. And I know last week you heard a story about someone that prayed and they found their dogs. You remember that from last week? Yeah. And so they prayed, and then they started walking slowly because they knew if they ran, the bear might chase them. And then they heard another noise, and they were really afraid when they heard another noise, and they stopped and they stood really still. And then they saw a horse. Now, they weren't afraid of a horse. It had a man on it. It wasn't like a bear that would chase them. And so they said to the man, "We're scared." And he said, "Just follow me." So they followed the horse, and they went right out of the woods and into the town. And they wanted to thank the man with the horse, but he was already riding back through the woods. But you know what they thought? What would you think? That was Jesus using a man to take them out of the woods. He had answered their prayer. Maybe it was even their guardian angel that looked like a man. Do you think maybe? So just remember, when you have a problem, what can you do? Can always pray, can't you? So just remember, we pray to Jesus. So I will give you a little something after we have prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for bringing us to Sabbath school this morning and helping us learn that whenever we have a problem, we can pray to you because you know where we are and you know what our problem is and you know how to help us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.